Hello, welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, the healing power of a healthy gut. Gut health is number 3 in my special 3-part series, 21st Century Nutrition Gems, 3 scientific breakthroughs to build your body-mind health. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. Today, meet meta-discovery number 3, the healing power of food and a healthy gut. In the first 2 episodes in my special 3-part series, 21st Century Gems, 3 Scientific Breakthroughs to Build Your Body-Mind Health, I discussed 21st century discoveries about the power of food to switch off genes you may have that could lead to health problems so that the health condition does not manifest. In this episode, number 3 of 3 about 21st century nutrition gems, I'm unveiling 21st century research about another life-changing, groundbreaking national research project that has given us pioneering, quantumly, newly discovered insights into what may be the underlying causes of many chronic physical and mental conditions with which millions of us struggle. These can range from overweight, obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers, to a plethora of negative emotions such as anxiety, depression, and food cravings. A brief aside, based on my research on my science-backed whole person integrative eating program, I'm defining food cravings as a negative feeling. Back to ancient food wisdom and modern microbiome science. To give you context about the 21st century pioneering discovery about how a healthy gut leads to weight loss and physical and mental well-being, a brief digression. In episode 1 of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I told you about how I discovered whole person integrative eating and the power of food to nourish all of you physically, but also emotionally, spiritually, and socially. In this first episode, I mentioned that prior to the evolution of nutritional science in the early 1900s, ancient food wisdom from the world's major religions, cultural traditions, such as yogic nutrition called Ajna Yoga, and Eastern healing systems, such as traditional Chinese medicine, India's Ayurvedic medicine, Tibetan medicine, these Eastern healing systems provided optimal eating guidelines for humankind for millennia. I'm reminding you about this ancient food wisdom now, today, because I want to bring your attention to this key concept. For thousands of years, the core belief of these Eastern medical and nutrition systems has been that health of both mind and body begins with a healthy gut. As a matter of fact, more than 2,500 years ago, Greek physician Hippocrates, often called the father of Western medicine, said that all disease begins in the gut. Today, modern nutritional science is verifying that the health of your gut and the foods you eat, especially, or don't eat, have a profound effect on the health or ill health of your gut, and in turn, all aspects of your health, including your physical health and your mental well-being and emotions, especially anxiety and depression, the 2 key negative feelings my research with whole person integrative eating has linked with emotional eating. The science that is verifying the profound influence of gut health on your body and mind evolved from the Human Microbiome Project, which was launched in 2007. The 10-year project received $170 million in funding from the National Institutes of Health Common Fund. Its purpose was twofold. One, to identify and define the human microbial flora in the gut, and then two, to illustrate the role of these microbes in your health and in disease. What exactly is the microbiome, and why is it pivotal to both your physical and mental health? Simply put, the microbiome is the genetic material of all the trillions of microbes, such as bacteria and fungi and protozoa and viruses, that live on and inside the human body. Micro is the word in microbiome that means small, and biome means, quote, a habitat of living things. Our gut microbiome is made up of between 10 to 100 trillion bacteria, fungi, and viruses, and it is a complex ecosystem of microorganisms that live in our digestive systems. And these trillions of organisms play a powerful role in up to 90% of your physical and mental health. I'm going to repeat that. The trillions of organisms in your gut play a powerful role in up to 90% of your physical and mental health. Throughout your life, the daily lifestyle you live, especially diet and stress, but also physical activity, social support, and sleep, all these elements of lifestyle influence your microbiome and in turn your health. This is because the food you eat, your stress levels, toxins in your everyday environment, physical activity or none, social connection or loneliness, and the quality of your sleep all work together to create variations and changes in the composition of your gut microbiota. These lifestyle influences all impact your gut microbiome, and they can either keep you emotionally and physically healthy or, conversely, contribute to a plethora of mind-body diseases, from anxiety, depression, obesity, and cancer, to arthritis and more, the determinant, the balance of good and bad microbes in your microbiome. Here's how it works. I call this section the good, the bad, and your microbiome. Your gut microbiota influence the way your brain functions by communicating with your nervous systems through neurotransmitters, naturally occurring chemical messengers that transmit signals throughout your mind and body. Here's the bad news. Get ready. Poor gut health, meaning too much bad bacteria, or put another way, a decrease in good gastrointestinal bacteria, sends messages to your brain that could lead to mood and stress-related disorders such as anxiety and depression. In addition to mood disorders, a proliferation of bad bacteria also increases odds of dozens of physical conditions. For instance, it can lead to a weakened immune system. Did you know, for example, that 70% of your immune system, which fights disease, is in your gut? Too much bad bacteria is also linked with inflammation and increased odds of overweight and obesity and heart disease and diabetes, arthritis, and other autoimmune disease, some cancers, cognitive decline, think Alzheimer's, and more. Are you guys still with me? I know this is hard to hear. Here's the good news. You may recall that I mentioned the second half of the National Institutes of Health study on the microbiome focused on illuminating the role of gut microbes, not only on disease, but also on health. Because of this, we now know about the powerful influence that food, especially, has on your microbiome and in turn on your weight and physical and mental health. And we also know more about the influence that other lifestyle elements such as stress and sleep quality and exercise and social support have on your gut bacteria and in turn your mental and physical health. The bottom line, state-of-the-art 21st century science is now verifying what our ancient ancestors discovered centuries ago. The gut plays a pivotal role in almost all aspects of our physical and mental health. And the news gets better. This means that many, maybe most, chronic conditions we associate with getting older are not inevitable. I say this because we now know how to create the gut health we need to prevent health problems we're at risk for, and we know how to restore gut health in order to prevent and reverse disease through the foods we choose to eat each day, plus other powerful elements of our everyday lifestyle, such as managing stress, restorative sleep, and physical activity. I want to tell you about a game-changing study about the power of lots of good microbes in your gut to not only ward off overweight and obesity, but to turn around and reverse overweight and obesity. As you'll see, the study has nothing to do with last century's and much of this century's diet think and calorie counting. Rather, breakthrough 21st century science has discovered your weight has a lot to do with the quality and balance of your gut microorganisms. Here's why. A new gut obesity story is emerging in the field of microbiome research. Decades of studies have revealed a strong association, meaning some kind of connection, between the gut microbiome and obesity in humans, but cause and effect, meaning direct relationship between the quality of the microbes in your gut and obesity, has been elusive until now. In other words, rapid developments in the field are showing that the gut microbiome responds quickly and precisely to diet and antibiotics and other external input in ways that impact a variety of conditions, including obesity and weight management. And the key seems to be the roles of specific sets and types of gut microbes. I personally use the idea of quality of gut microbes to describe their influence on weight and physical and mental health. The researchers who discovered the gut microbes' obesity cause and effect relationship began by conducting what's called a transplant experiment. They transplanted various gut microorganisms harbored in the gastrointestinal tract from both lean and obese mice into germ-free mice, meaning mice with no organisms in their guts. No good or bad gut microbes, none. After only 2 weeks, the germ-free mice who were given the microbiota from obese mice gained more body fat compared to the mice injected with the gut microbiota from lean mice. Clearly, certain gut bacteria were involved in the development of obesity. Knowing that many obese people have what obesity researchers call Western diet-induced obesity, DIO, diet-induced obesity, the research team now wanted to know if there was a relationship between gut microbiota and one diet, specifically the fast food-based standard American diet, and two, energy balance, meaning high calorie intake from the Western diet. To find out, they transplanted DIO, Western diet-induced obesity, gut microbiota due to a fast food diet into germ-free mice. Again, the Western diet-induced obesity microbes promoted more fat gain than transplants from lean donors. Because of such state-of-the-art studies on the microbiome, we now know that the quality of the food you eat and your weight are strongly and deeply interconnected. And we also know that gut microbiota, influenced by the quality of the food you eat, is the new unifying factor in the study of obesity. By quality, I mean, does your most-of-the-time diet consist of mostly fast food and ultra-processed food? I call these food products and chemical cuisine. Or is gut-friendly, fresh, whole, unprocessed food, meaning nutrient-dense real food, more typical for you? Think of it this way. The foods you choose to eat, which also feed your gut, is like fertilizing soil for healthy plants, tending to your, quote, gut garden By feeding it fresh whole foods will allow it to thrive with good bacteria that may help you attain and maintain a healthy weight. But fill up on fast food replete with processed fats and sugars, such as high fructose corn syrup, and a motley crew of chemicals that damage your intestinal lining and feed your gut with lots of bad bacteria, and you're setting yourself up not only for weight gain, but ongoing weight gain, plus inflammation, autoimmune conditions, anxiety, depression, emotional eating episodes, and more. We just discussed some groundbreaking research about the quality and balance of microbes in your gut and their profound impact on being overweight or lean. But because we know our gut is teeming with microorganisms that influence almost all aspects of our health, from metabolism and immunity to risk for major chronic conditions such as overweight and obesity, but also heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune diseases such as arthritis, some cancers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. More and more studies are adding to our deeper understanding of the profound influence about the link between the gut microbiome and health. And this includes the rapidly emerging understanding about the gut microbiome and its huge impact on our mental health and emotions, and vice versa. We now know our mental health, thoughts, and emotions also have a huge impact on our gut microbiome, the balance of good or bad bacteria, and in turn, mental and physical health or illness. Here's how it works. Have you ever been so anxious about something, say a presentation or a final exam, that you lost your appetite, or perhaps anxiety makes you ravenous? If so, you've experienced the microbiome-gut-brain connection, meaning the lively ongoing dialogue between the brain and gut called the gut-brain axis. This is about the impact your thoughts and feelings, especially stress, have on your gut and the microbiome that is at the center of your gut. And conversely, it's also about what your gut microbiome communicates to your brain. To give you an example, research by Dr. Annalise Madison at the Institute for Behavioral Medicine Research at The Ohio State University College of Medicine tells us that psychological stress and depression can promote consumption of highly processed foods, which in turn influence which gut bacteria thrive. Dr. Madison also tells us that stress, which I and many others define as a perceived threat, and depression can reshape the gut bacteria's composition through stress hormones and inflammation. In turn, the gut bacteria release metabolites and toxins and neurohormones that can alter eating behavior and mood. I'll repeat that. Gut bacteria release metabolites, toxins, and neurohormones that can alter your eating behavior and mood by communicating with your brain. This means that some of the 35,000 bacterial species in our gut may encourage or increase the response to stress and heighten the risk for both overeating and depression. In other words, recent research on the microbiome tells us the gut-mood link is a two-way street. Not only do your thoughts and feelings influence the balance of good and bad gut microbiome bacteria, but the balance of microbes in your gut can also modulate your emotions. To me, this is amazing. 21st century science is confirming what Hippocrates, the father of medicine, and Eastern healing systems, such as India's Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine, discovered centuries ago. Both physical and mental well-being are linked with good gut health. For instance, here are some gut mood insights we didn't know until this century. One, certain bacteria in your gut can help against depression and anxiety too. Gut microbiota for people with depressive disorders is different from gut microbes in normal people. 3, some gut bacteria can help produce chemicals called neurotransmitters, chemical messengers that help regulate our moods. Then there's this encouraging finding. Lots of good gut bacteria, gut-friendly bacteria, can help to manage gut-brain communication in a positive way, meaning an adequate balance of good bacteria can function as natural antidepressants, and anti-anxiety organisms. Here's the takeaway. When your gut microbiome has a balance called homeostasis of bacteria, emotions too are likely balanced, making you less prone to depression and making it easier for you to handle stressful situations and negative emotions. These groundbreaking findings beg this question. What to eat to up the odds of lots of good gut bacteria and in turn mental and physical well-being? The nutrient-dense, health-enhancing foods that lead to good gut health include fresh, whole, plant-based foods such as fruit and veggies and whole grains, think quinoa, brown rice, and whole wheat, legumes, meaning beans and peas, and raw, not roasted, nuts and seeds with smaller servings of grass-fed, free-range, animal-based foods. I am saying that plant-based foods especially lead to a healthy gut microbiome and lots of good bacteria because these are the foods that are nutrient-dense, meaning along with having lots of complex carbs and healthy fats, plant-based foods are loaded with vitamins and minerals, fiber, which is so important to creating good bacteria, antioxidants, phytochemicals, and more. These are the naturally occurring nutrients in plant-based foods that lead to good gut health. In other words, a mostly plant-based diet with smaller servings of fresh animal-based foods is likely to have a beneficial effect on your microbiome and in turn your emotions and physical health. While a diet that leads with mostly fresh, whole plant-based foods is not how most Americans eat, more than 60% of us consume mostly fast food and ultra-processed food, it's the foundation, fresh whole foods, foundation of the Mediterranean diet, voted the number one healthiest diet by U.S. News and World Report 6 years in a row. And it is the Mediterranean diet I tell you about in episode 2 of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast. The title of episode 2, The Integrative Eating Dietary Lifestyle for Weight Loss and Well-Being. Conversely, nutrient deficient foods, meaning processed, fried, high sugar foods, are likely to create an overabundance of bad bacteria that could allow negative emotions and ill health to bloom, speaking of which. I just told you about the fresh whole plant-based foods that create lots of good bacteria and in turn feel good feelings, weight loss, and enhanced health. Here's the other side of the diet mind microbiome story and the foods that produce an abundance of bad bacteria and in turn increased odds of negative emotions, weight gain, and chronic conditions. To begin, here's a question for you. What do industrial farming, farmed fish, pesticides, herbicides, additive preservatives, and denatured processed junk food and fast food with low nutrient density availability and lots of added sugar, salt, fat, and chemicals have in common? They're all part of Western dietary changes over the last 70 years that threaten the stability of both your microbiome and your emotions. What I mean is this. By contributing to the excess of bad bacteria in your microbiome, today's standard American diet, with the acronym SAD, SAD, has a negative impact on your gut health, which in turn can contribute to mood problems like depression and anxiety, plus weight gain and many chronic physical conditions. But the processed food, bad bacteria, negative emotions story doesn't stop here. Here's why. There's another side to it. Negative emotions by themselves can also damage gut microflora and create an excess of bad microbes. The end result, the negative emotions microbiome cycle continues. In other words, if you turn to fast, sugary, processed food to cope with unpleasant feelings, which I discussed briefly in episode 4, Lost, Now Found, The Healing Power of the Four Fasts of Food, you're also feeding the bad bacteria in your gut, which loves sugar. And this means you're increasing the odds of igniting more unwelcome negative emotions. So, yes, processed carbs may be calming. After all, they produce soothing serotonin, but they can also create imbalances in your gut microbiota that can make you even more prone to anxiety and depression and ensuing emotional eating and stress eating episodes. The takeaway, here's the bottom line. The good news is that the foods you choose and that are your most of the time way of eating can give you a lot of control over the health and balance of your microbiome and in turn your weight, your emotions, and overall well-being. And we know this because state-of-the-art 21st century science has discovered that the food you choose has a lot to do with the balance of good and bad bacteria in your microbiome, and in turn, your weight and physical and mental well-being. This means you really can reclaim your health destiny through the foods you choose each day. The choice is yours. Here's a quick summary of the three-part special series, 21st Century Nutrition Gems, Three Scientific Breakthroughs to Build Your Body, Mind, Health. Because today's episode, The Healing Power of a Healthy Gut, is number 3 of 3 in my special series, I want to give you a super brief summary of the three episodes about meta 21st century discoveries and highlight how what we've discussed can bring big health benefits for you. Here are the key highlights. Number one, the three gems are 1, food and your genes and health, G for gem in genes. 2, food and epigenetics and health, E in gem for epigenetics. And 3, and today, food and your microbiome and health, M in microbiome. So genes, epigenetics, and microbiome are the three nutrition gems I've been talking about. In this three-part special series, I've revealed breakthrough findings that are so huge, they actually create a revisioning of the power of food to prevent health problems for which you're at risk, and also turn around and reverse many chronic body-mind conditions from overweight and obesity to heart disease, diabetes, depression, and more. Really, this is about knowing how good food is good for you. And 3, I want to highlight that all three meta-discoveries are intimately interconnected, but I've told you about each independently so you can realize and put into action the powerful role each plays in creating your health destiny. The bottom line, with paradigm-shifting 21st century medical discoveries about the influence of food on the human genome, our genes, epigenetics, and today the microbiome, and their link to wellness or illness, the scientific community's understanding of the influence of food on health and healing is evolving quickly. But we now know enough, now today, for you to benefit from this pioneering food gene microbiome wisdom. I also want to add this, because millions of us struggle with overeating and overweight, it is my hope you will benefit from the 21st century research I did with behavioral scientist and my husband, Larry Sherwitz, co-founder of our Whole Person Integrative Eating Model and Program, which I tell you about in episodes 1-4 of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast. In these episodes, I introduce you to the 7 pillars and 4 facets of food, the foundation of our science-backed Whole Person Integrative Eating Program, which lead to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Because it's scientifically sound, I believe Whole Person Integrative Eating contributes to 1, a revisioning of nutritional health, and 2, the new nutrition think that's been emerging in the 21st century that I just told you about in my 3-part special series on meta-discoveries, food, and your physical and mental well-being. So you can reap the rewards of what you discover on each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret food we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I'll offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to Whole Person Integrative Eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Consider keeping a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal to write about your experience with each in-action exercise. Today's in-action exercise is a practical step. Perspective first. A consistent theme in all 3 episodes of my 3-part special series on 21st century meta-discoveries about food and health is that it is the nutrients in fresh, whole, plant-based foods that help to switch off health-harming genes and fill your gut with good bacteria that can lead to preventing and reversing many body-mind ailments. On the other side, a diet of mostly fast food and processed food, which is typical for a huge majority of Americans, does the opposite. It increases the odds of activating health-harming genes and also ups the odds of the balance of bad bacteria in your gut that can lead to many chronic body-mind conditions. Regardless of where you are on the fresh food, processed food spectrum, here's the practical step for today. Think of 1 food in 1 of the plant-based food groups that you would like to include in your most of the time way of eating. This could be a favorite fruit or veggie or whole grain, a legume dish, or perhaps a sprinkling of raw nuts and seeds. To help you get started, here are 2 ideas. Idea number 1, whole grains. Try a new whole grain, such as quinoa, or if you like bread, does your local market have, or is there a bakery in your neighborhood that makes, multigrain or whole grain sourdough bread? Note, sourdough bread is naturally low in gluten, though it makes a healthy choice for most people if you need to avoid or restrict gluten because of celiac disease or gluten intolerance. Avoid sourdough made with gluten-containing flour, but see if sourdough bread made with gluten-free flour is available. Idea number 2, a favorite salad. Are there some salad greens and veggies that you like? If yes, think of ways you can use these greens and veggies to make a fresh veggie-abundant salad. Make a big salad so you can keep it in your fridge and enjoy it easily over the next few days. Thank you. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com. Then look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At HealingSecretsPodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again, read the transcript, and please consider joining the Healing Secrets Podcast community, where I'm looking forward to meeting you. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'll share step-by-step science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being each time you eat so you can thrive. I'm Deborah Keston, host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.